This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The UN was reminded by Pope Francis late last week that human life includes the unborn. Francis sought even secular agreement, saying that even a respect for life rooted in environmentalism also demands a respect for the right to life of human beings in all its stages and dimensions. Despite such rhetorical challenges, the Pope has made it clear that his primary mission has been to strengthen the Christian resolve to defend human life and the family. Producers of the movie portraying the medical practice, crimes, and conviction of doctor and abortionist Kermit Gosnell say the film is taking shape. Based on the actors hired, the storyline will likely pit actor Dean Cain of TV Superman fame, playing Philadelphia undercover narcotics officer James Woods, against seasoned character actor Earl Billings playing Dr. Gosnell. The movie could have a profound impact a few months from now. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit HealingTheCulture.com. In the last GOP debate, Carly Fiorina offered a poor description of the content of one investigative video. Abortion advocates have since been trying to get her to say that the video did not describe something horrific. Fiorina is firing back, criticizing many abortion proponents for ignoring the plight of the unborn. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at LifeNews.com. This has been Life News Radio.